This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServ USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now, here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Actually, no. Scott will be back on Monday. It's been all week. Kind of a Flynn and Friends kind of a week. Kevin Flynn filling in. Normally riding shotgun with Big Scott, but he's on his they're on the last leg of getting young Haley home from Arizona State University after a very good year for her down there. As a Sun Devil, you'll hear about it, I'm sure, on Monday. Last year they took a wrong right turn, ended up in Kansas. We're supposed to be in Nebraska. I don't remember what, but it's like, wait a minute, it was raining or something. They had storms coming back. We're in Kansas. The GPS took them there. I just saw a thing where, and Justin Davis, listener friend, is hanging out, lives down in Lakes Country, has been in a couple of times. Tried to get News Hound Nate in yesterday, but he's busy building the deck. We have our listeners actually work and, you know, have things, but Justin had some time off, came in.
Yeah, I did.
The GPS I read, some couple ended up literally on the end of a pier. In New Jersey or something. They were supposed to be going to some party, so it took them, and they literally drove it till it said, you've arrived at your destination. They were at the end of a pier.
Oh, my goodness.
So you might not want to, and just as something to be said for just having a good old road map in your car. I still have them. I didn't throw them away, and I'm not doing it. I have, like, six different states, and then I have the big atlas. My wife's still like, why do you have it in the trunk? I'm like, man, what do you care? It's underneath the spare tire thing. If I ever need it, I can get it out.
You probably remember being in California, the Thomas Guides.
Oh, yeah. Big
back
time.
Back in the day, right?
Triple A, the triptychs. Remember those?
Oh,
Triple A would make a triptych for you for a road trip you were taking. My dad would have one every time. What's a triptych say? How far is it? Where are we up? Who cares? Wish I'd know. Looking back, would have been nice to have a video game. You get a kid in the 80s, buy a video game for the back seat for crying out loud. Well, I did have a little NFL, little football, back in the day. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Pucklich, PucklichValleyCity.com. It's P-U-K-L-I-C-H, Pucklich, that's how you spell it. If you go to PucklichValleyCity.com, you'll see there's a number of things you can do there. You can order, which it says when you go to the homepage of PucklichValleyCity.com. There's a button right there. It says build and price. What does that mean? Well, you're going to build the vehicle of your dreams. Talk about a, you know, new high country, Silverado, whatever. You build it, you price it out, get it ordered, get it done. Now, if you want to look at the new vehicles in stock that they got, do that right there. Certified pre-owned, right there. You can get instant trade offers and schedule service as well. There's a lot of great purchase allowances going on right now. For, qualified buyers, so you got to, depending on the vehicle, depending on the ride you're looking at, they've got, like, certain terrain models. They've got, in fact, you talk about rates going up. The well-qualified buyers paying 1.9%. That's not bad. How about 0.9% on the 1500 Sierras, on the GMC Sierras right now? So there's the 0% thing is pretty much gone, but man, you're getting 0.9%. Get more info, PucklichValleyCity.com. Great people. Or call them with any questions, 701-845-3071, 721 West Main and Valley. And tell them we said hi when you slide in there. A couple of texts in. Let's see here. What's wrong, Kevin, with PETA? They do great things. They stand for people eating tasty animals. They do not stand for that with the people that are in PETA, I'll tell you that. It's people for the ethical treatment, and you're not funny. It's very microaggressive with that one. But you're right. In fact, we're going to talk to, got a confirmation back. We're going to be talking, in our last segment this morning with a gentleman named Mark Jones, who's the director of Hunter Outreach for Gun Owners of America. Going to talk about this. It's another Biden administration thing to, you know, limit hunting on public land, ban lead tackle, ban lead shot if you're hunting birds, or you can't have. I mean, that, there's a lot of steel shot only areas now, but, you know, again, if the environmentalists and the conservative groups are screaming that this is killing birds or waterfowl, could you tell the 30 geese that are living out in our parking lot, first of all, about that? And then secondly, it'd be great if we could do something about the all the wind energy and the wind turbines you're building that are killing eagles and every other kind of bird.
Kevin, we have to protect those geese, Kevin. Come on.
Well, we are. I told you the story. I had a run-in with a... Let's see. We got a couple of emails, too, I wanted to get to. Thomas emailed in. Hey, guys, totally agree with you. Southern border policy is a disaster. Congress needs to develop a good bill and policy on the issue. Tom's down in Fergus Falls emailed that one in. What's the first thing, Justin, that gave you full autonomy and a magic wand? What's the first thing you would do as far as our southern border for security? What is the first thing you would start? And I would maybe say, what's the first thing you'd start back up?
Well, wall construction.
There you go. There you go. And until they make that the first thing out of their mouth, I'll know they're not serious about it. That's the way I'm looking at this. Until the first words out of your mouth were build the wall right now. Other than that, and we'll talk about everything else after that. We'll talk about all the reform. We'll talk about all the policy, all the law changing, all the legislation we got to get done, which will be a nightmare, and it'll probably never happen. We'll just keep talking and talking and talking like we have for decades, and, not a problem.
I want to treat the border like any one of these politicians treats the border of their house. Wall and armed people.
Yeah, there's that. And to Alejandro, not even nearly qualified to be director of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, I would ask him just a super simple scenario. Did you hear me talk about the store with no doors?
Yep.
Makes sense, right? That's kind of where we are, right? Got a nice store. Got lots of valuable stuff in there. Store, in this analogy, is the United States of America. Okay, the store is this country. So the store has got great people and great stuff in there, and out of it's free, but a lot of it you have to pay for, and you have to earn, but it really doesn't matter to who. They take the doors off the front of the store. But, yeah, you put a big sign up that says closed.
And something that's escaped everybody's minds here with people over the border is terrorism.
Yeah. Right?
What happens when the next terrorist attack happens?
Oh,
they came over the southern border.
Yep. And that's why wouldn't they? People that have evil intentions. Maybe thousands of Chinese nationals.
I have a...
Wow. Hang on. Let's grab Craig here in Moorhead. Craig on the state of the country. Craig in Moorhead, what's up, brother? Give us some common sense. What's on your mind?
Kevin, I want to ask you three questions. Okay?
Hit me.
It's
number
an analogy
one.
About the state of politics.
Okay.
What's your favorite candy bar?
Oh, mine has got to be... I'm a Mounds guy. I'm a Mounds guy. Yep, I'm a Mounds... not an Almond
like
Joy. I'm a Mounds guy. Yep.
Yeah, me too. What's your second favorite?
Oh, second favorite. Snickers.
I don't know. I don't really agree with that, but I can live with that. I guess I used to like those. What's your third favorite?
Oh, you're into it. I'm going to go with Butterfinger.
Well, you alter mega crummy candy-eating crud. I'm never going to talk to you again.
I was racist. Oh, I know the problem. My Mounds chocolate bar has dark chocolate. That's where you're getting that, isn't it, Craig?
The fact that you like that third choice, that's way beyond my comprehension.
Oh.
I can't even deal with you anymore.
Well, Butterfinger, Mrs. Butterworth, I suppose. You've been triggered. You've been triggered, Craig. You've been triggered, doggone it.
It, yeah, if you don't agree with someone's politics today, 100%, man, they want to disown you.
Yeah, I totally get the relation there, buddy. Well, thanks.
Mainly the left.
Thanks for the laugh.
Later, buddy.
All right, bud. There he goes, Craig in Moorhead, 701-271-1100. Again, we're going to last segment this morning. We got open phones Friday. We're going to have a schedules are weird this time of year. We're working at hopefully Kelly Armstrong or Kevin Kramer. Neither worked out. And more importantly, just want to wish our super producer, Chris Larson, the best. He's dealing with a little kidney stone issue. So I know how that is. I dealt with a couple of them this last winter. Oh, my gosh, drink your water, my friend. Drink your water. That's all I'm saying.
You ready? Ready for a smile on your face?
Yeah, what do you got?
So
this is Justin, by the way. This is Justin Davis, listener friend. Yeah, we got a break. Just give us a tease. What? Give me a.
I give you the whole thing. Basically.
Give me a tease.
So who said? WHO said we're all done with COVID.
Oh, okay.
Everybody can relax.
All right, good. More on that coming up and weigh in 701-271-1100. If you want to, we'd love to talk to you. If you want to shoot a text 701-237-1590. And I've got some news about the North Dakota Game and Fish on the deer season has been set. They're taking applications coming up.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live and direct Friday edition of What's on Your Mind from the PetroServe USA studios. Kevin Flynn hanging out for Scott Hennen back on Monday. I got to shoot him a text, see if he's got a couple minutes. Let's see how the final leg of the journey is coming back. A lot of snowbirds coming back, too. Heading back, I see a lot of the Arizona plates, a lot of Florida plates all around here. I think more and more, especially those Minnesota on the east side of the Red River are establishing, what I'm hearing, establishing residencies in other states. Huh, imagine that.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Go down to Arizona, Texas, Florida, get a residency down there. You still got to pay the monster. I'm sure they'll start figuring out a way to charge you more if you have a second vacation retirement type home in Minnesota. But just the fact that we're closing nursing homes. We have $18 billion, but we're making sure that assisted living isn't taken care of. Come on, Tim. Just saying. Great to be here all week. Had been having a blast hanging out with a number of friends. Thanks to Jay Thomas and James McCarty and Steve Hallstrom. And wished Nate could have came over, but hey, Nate's working. Nate's busy. This would be fun. Thanks, Justin, for coming and hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
We chat now and then about things that. Now, what you were saying? Looking for a laugh. The WHO.
The World Health Organization,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
They came out today with a headline said they're officially ending the COVID pandemic.
How about that?
Yep.
That is so exciting.
We can all relax.
Yes. Can I take my mask off now?
I got another one for you. So this will actually put another smile on your face.
Yeah.
So you've heard weeks ago about we were talking about the cartels earlier and the El Chapo sons, you know, feeding people the tigers and all that.
Oh, thing. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is direct quotes.
Gem of a guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is direct quotes coming from the sons now. We don't produce fentanyl and we don't feed victims to tigers. We don't feed our adversaries to tigers, nor do we beat them to death with baseball bats. We didn't vow to flood the streets of the United States with fentanyl. We are victims of persecution. I'm serious. This is a quote.
Oh, yeah.
We are victims of persecution and have been made into scapegoats. And I'm thinking, yeah.
Well, there's about, 5 million people in this country now that paid you or someone you're associated with to get in here in the first place. So I'll take it from those folks. Yeah, that's rich.
They're just great guys. We're going to bring them over for a fish fry this summer, Kevin.
That is wow. Hey, we're live from the PetroServe USA studios. Just a reminder, looking for a full-time, part-time, a little weekend extra cash or whatever. Start banking that money for the winter vacation next year, whatever. PetroServe USA is hiring. All the locations, kitchen, different parts of the operation. Just check out what openings at which location at PetroServeUSA.com. Great people, too. I love my Glendon team. I have best chicken. It's not chicken strips and it's not popcorn chicken. They're like nuggets. Okay. Midsize. That speaks for restaurants, too. Some of the best chicken nuggets around. That's that or the, or depending if they've got the mac and cheese going. I'll do that if they have that. Meatballs are good, too, by the way. They do that with, of course, the grab-and-go convenience with the home cooking. 24 past, the jobs report thing kind of caught my eye a bit. The White House is touting a better-than-expected jobs report. Yeah, look at all these jobs we're creating. And run that, Ryan Schmeltz from, run that report that Fox had here. Talking about, they're taking a victory lap on this thing, and we might want to rethink the victory. Roll that piece of
President talks. Biden believes his, quote, plan to invest in America is working after 253,000 jobs were added in April. The numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show unemployment falling to its lowest level in decades at 3.4%, with unemployment continuing to trend up in professional and business services, social assistance, and leisure and hospitality. While the numbers are a sign of a strong economy, many Americans are still struggling with inflation impacting everyday needs like groceries and gas. Also, numbers for February and March were updated, showing a loss of 149,000 jobs from the previous totals. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
They talk about creating all these, well, let's talk about how many people have just left the workforce, just left it. So, then how many jobs were eliminated because of COVID?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And have come back. They weren't created. They didn't create them out of anything. They were already there. But they're, hey, look at this. And listen to this stat. How many people are no longer in the workforce? Do the search on it. In February of this year, the inactive labor force amounted to about 99 million people in this country. 99 million people inactive. So a third of the, a little under the third of the population.
Yeah, I mean, look at, I was thinking weeks ago when the IRS hiring 87,000 new people. Maybe that's part of that 253 number.
Yeah. I don't know. I got a text in. Hey, guys, wife and I are listening on the boat this morning as we travel north on 10 Tom Waterway in Mississippi State, heading for Red Wing for the summer. And, yes, we are Florida residents now. Well, hello on the river.
That's awesome.
Travel north on the 10 Tom Waterway in Mississippi State. How awesome would that be?
That'd be awesome.
That is so a bucket list for me. And that's main man Mark and his bride Sue. I'll give you a shout out there, Mark, man. Mark's one of our chief cooks at Bottle Washers at the air show, Fargo Air Show. Go play, AMO, the president of Mexico. Oh, the president of Mexico, yeah. What's his name again? The president, AMO they call him. Yeah. Go play AMO's fentanyl speech on YouTube. It's almost word for word the same speech or letter that El Chapo's kids are saying. Yeah, they got their dialect down. So,
Andre Manuel Lopez.
Obrador. Probably. That's it. Obrador. Lopez Obrador. But yeah, they have their what they're saying. The fentanyl deaths in the thousands. You know, I mean, 300 a day. Best guess on a daily basis. 100 of those people are teens. They're dying of fentanyl poisoning. It's not even an overdose. It's not a drug.
Yeah, those are the sad ones you hear about.
It's a poison. What if they were bringing in, like, cyanide? They were bringing in sarin gas. They were bringing in, you know, any of the nastiness, you know, ricin. I mean, the worst kind of stuff. They were bringing that in. What if that raised anybody to do anything? It's unbelievable. This workforce thing is going to be an issue. What they're saying is, again, you created all these jobs. Okay, and it's what it's saying is that, again, we have openings. Everybody's hiring. Everybody's hiring. And there's nobody. And that's going to be another reason. You got to mark my words. And that's another reason why all these people are being let in the country. Because they are going to pathway to citizenship, every one of them. They're already doing it in Minnesota. They're already giving them licenses to drive. Once you have your license, now since you have that and we know who you are, whoever you say you are, we don't know. I mean, you can, hey, Brian Smith, good to see you, man. Here's your license. Hey, Phil Connors, hey, here you go. Here's your license. Eric Stratton, Russ Chairman, here's your license. I mean, and now, you got a license. All right, well, here, let's get you registered. Remember who gave you that license and who got you in here, buddy. You know how to vote.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. President Biden is expected to recommend Air Force General Charles Q. Brown Jr. as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as Army General Mark Milley's four-year term is coming to an end. Though Brown is expected to become the 21st chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the House Oversight Committee issued a subpoena this week for an FBI file that a whistleblower said linked President Biden to a criminal scheme involving money for policy decisions during his vice presidency under Obama. The White House denies the claim. Representative James Comer on Fox News says they're following the money.
I possess bank records from the Biden family now, and there's a consistent pattern of the Bidens using LLCs to receive payments from our adversaries around the world, including the Chinese Communist Party.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. It's a Friday edition. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Maybe a big platter of fajitas and a margarita in your future. Yeah. Celebrate responsibly. The Battle of Puebla. Was Mexico stinking out the kicking out those stinking French invaders back in the day, 1862? And they said one trivia question was, why didn't the United States get involved? Well, we were a little busy with a few problems of our own at the time, 1862. Hopefully, you know, taught in history class about the Civil War, all the stuff that was going on that time. We're brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. There are savings and sales and stuff. And there's some of the stuff that he's trying to really literally get and sell out of. He's got a couple of things because he's redoing a few, and like, I know he wants to sell out of the sandals. So he's really marking those down. But there's great prices from slippers to mattress toppers to pillows to that 2.0, which is a cooling fabric. The missus is all about getting one of those. We haven't got it yet, but if you go, and all you really need to know is MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, you go to MyPillow, you do your shopping, Radio Listener Square, specials right there on the homepage. Click that. There's specials in there. Anywhere else on the site, when you check out, promo code is Scott, S-C-O-T-T. That'll get you the savings at MyPillow.com. I got an email and saw that the North Dakota Game and Fish, the deer season has been set, and you have to apply online. The 2023 deer season is set. 53,400 licenses available to hunters. That's down about 10,800 from last year. There's some other changes on the deal, and Casey Anderson had some time to join us quick to talk about it with North Dakota Game and Fish. He's in Bismarck. Casey, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I'm pretty good so far. The weather's looking better than it had been the last 6 months.
There you go. Yeah, we'll take this, right? You have to get out and do some fishing. And I'm a Minnesota resident. We have a whole different deal. Let's talk about how it works in North Dakota, and they've announced the season. I see the numbers are down a bit for the available licenses.
Yeah, so we manage our deer herd by units with our rifle tags in North Dakota, and so every year we gather information and set numbers based on each individual hunting unit. We had a pretty unprecedented winter this year. You know, we did have some pretty good winter loss of deer in certain areas, not even across the state, but most of the units in the state did see a reduction in licenses.
So, CWD, winter kill? What was the of a variety of all of the above, as far as the numbers?
You know, there's a lot of things that kill deer. One thing that we did not have last year that kind of hit us hard the previous year was EHD, which some people say, you know, kind of like blue tongue. It's a similar disease, but yeah, I mean, deer die of a lot of things out there, but this winter definitely exacerbated it.
Down, and it was, I don't know what, it, but my father-in-law has property down southwest of Aberdeen, and a couple of years ago, it was like this little midge that was in the stock ponds or something that, I mean, it dropped a number of deer down there in an area. So yeah, you never know.
Yeah, that's EHD, actually, the little midge.
Yep, there you go, yep. Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. Was a, they've lost a number down there, but they came back. They've been back really actually pretty good the last couple of years. So there's that. All right. So what's the process in North Dakota? Just get the app is probably the best way.
Yeah, get online and apply for a license. The deadline is June 7th. You know, and even those landowners that are putting in for what we call a gratis, a landowner license. They need to be in by June 7th as well. That guarantees them, you know, the tag they want. So yeah, June 7th will be the deadline. Everybody should mark on their calendar or just do it now, so you don't have to worry about the deadline.
How does it run me just through quick how the non-resident tags work in North Dakota?
So yeah, non-resident licenses are 1% of the allocation in each unit is guaranteed to non-residents, and so they need to follow the same deadline and things, but apply by June 7th. You know, 1%, of course, when we're down this many tags, isn't a very big number.
Right, and so, right. And you obviously have to say where you're going to be hunting based on, and that number would be based on where you, whatever zone you pick or whatever unit.
Yep.
That makes sense. All right, and again, the deadline is June 7th to apply. Anything else we need to know? How's life in the outdoors now? Is everybody getting ready? I suppose you're gearing up to hit the waterways.
Yeah, sometime here, hopefully, I'll get out and do that. But yeah, it's lakes seem to be pretty open now. Last weekend there was a lot of them that were still froze over, but this last warm spell here really kind of finished them off, opening them up. So you know, fishing looks to be good moving forward through the summer.
All right. Anything else we need to know, Case?
I guess just stay tuned. We're out and about doing some of our upland game counts and things like that right now to see where the population ended up after this winter. But stay tuned for more information.
Yeah, and you can get the North Dakota Game and Fish app or get on the mailing list, and they'll send you all the updates when they have the deadlines and stuff. All right, Casey Anderson, thanks for the time, sir. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. North Dakota Game and Fish, Casey Anderson, Bismarck. Update on the deer licensing. Saw that one come in, thought, oh, man, better get that word out. But you have till June 7th, and the best way is to get that app. So that is that's the deal there. So, yeah, text us, 701-237-1590. Couple of them in. Kevin, riding shotgun for Scott. You're filling the First and Second Amendment. You make a good shotgun rider. Keep up the good work, buddy. Oh, yeah, you betcha. Thank you for all. I got a bunch of, I read a lot of, but thank you. I got a lot of kind words this week. Really appreciate it. When Corrine, just propaganda salad speaks about the border crisis, it sounds like regurgitated vein speak, right? Like Rush used to say, depraved minds full of mush. I can't see how these people can live with themselves. What has happened to the conscience of the liberal minds, or has it been seared? Good point. We're way beyond reasonable. We're way beyond,
on everything.
On everything. That's where you lose so many people. Like, come on, man. That's when those three words really do apply. Come on, man. Get back in here. What's wrong with you? You think that that's okay that this homeless guy's threatening and he's the good person? Stop it. Just stop. My brother-in-law, texter says, told me that if I had trouble with my shoes coming untied to try crossing the strings opposite when, you know, starting the bow, I tried it, saw him a week later, and told him now my shoes always come untied. that's good. Couple of good memes, cartoons, another text.
On that first texter, yeah. About how you're doing this week, yep. Yeah, I listen, yep, all the time, and you're doing great. I always think you as the Ryan Seacrest of the Plains.
Well, God bless you. Appreciate that. Somebody's blowing my phone up. Oh, all right, never mind. I love when I don't turn my volume down. Let me do that. Regarding the accidental death of the Marine, heard a story about, that's another one. Heard a story about a shortage of farmers in Canada within 10 years. Canada, the Netherlands, they're trying to shut it down. I mean, but the farmers are saying no. The world is saying no. Puppets like Trudeau. I can't even look at Justin Trudeau and much less hear him speak and take anything he says seriously. Especially after all the trucker nonsense that he did, that he tried to pull up there. And the climate. And save the world. The climate.
Well, you mentioned the Netherlands, right? That was the story that Tucker did right before he left about the whole bugs thing and how they've been protesting over there because they're not letting them farm.
Yeah. All the farmers went out and blocked all the highways, took all their tractors out. And what part of the world needs to eat? Don't you understand? You know what? If you can get the electric combines and the electric tractors and the electric whatever, skid steers and everything that the farmers and ranchers need to do, get it to them and find a way to make sure it doesn't break down, they can service it, they have the parts when they need it, then great. As soon as the market can provide that, great. Otherwise, shut up. Get the diesel, make it cheap, and stop talking.
Oh, Kevin, come on. There's plenty of grid capacity for all this stuff.
I wouldn't doubt that farmers in Canada will, I mean, and around the world, the more of this nonsense comes up. To think you're going to charge, I'm going to pay more taxes and you're going to somehow change the weather. Yeah, keep talking. Let's see here. Keep things equal. I think that if a person gets a deer tag 1 year, he shouldn't get one the next. So he'd be exempt the year after. I'm sorry, he's gone. I got this too late. Ask the Game and Fish guy if there's some lottery fraud, because I've been applying for a deer license for 5 years and can't get one. I know some people that get one every year. I don't know. It's kind of, with the non-resident stuff in South Dakota, it's a total lottery, too, and I've been shut out for quite a while. My wife actually got drawn once before. I got once. The way the country is going is sickening, Texter says. I don't wish for war or anything, but didn't we go to war over taxation against a tyrannical government? Maybe we need to have a solar panel party, start throwing those off the ship and start a new revolution. Yeah, solar panel party. First thing, I think we got to overrun St. Paul because we're in trouble in Minnesota. To hear the legislators that we've talked to talk about, they just don't care. Won't even listen. When 150-plus businesses in Brainerd, Minnesota, they're talking about this family leave thing that's going to just decimate the workforce even more. The one, you know, the people you can get to work, now they can take, you know, half the year off. What? And I have to pay them? Excuse me? What? The government's going to tell that I have to pay when that isn't going to work for me. Wow. So, there is something to be said for that. All right. We'll close the show here. Got an email about, we were just talking to North Dakota Game and Fish about the deer opener and getting a license. Well, meanwhile, in Washington, the Biden administration has got an effort going to ban hunting and fishing. The headline is Conservation Groups Fight Back Against Biden Administration's Misguided Regulation Efforts on Hunting and Fishing on Public Land. This is one of those things that, and so many people hunt public land. I mean, I do. I don't know anybody. Especially with deer hunting, I'm more about just hanging out in the woods and listening to the squirrels thinking they're deer. You know, I much prefer my bow stand over rifle season anyway. That's just me. I like the act of it, just getting out there. But again, this is going to shut everything down and cancel everything and can't have any lead shot or any lead tackle or anything. And all for what? We'll get Mark on to talk about it next.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tab fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-ride services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind. Happy Friday. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennen back. He's back on Monday. If everything goes well, I haven't heard anything different, but I'm assuming it's going okay. He didn't end up in, you know, in Tennessee or anything. This guy's, by the way, Kane Brown here.
We could just get
this guy's going to be at the Wii Fest in Detroit Lakes coming up.
I just wanna be
and that's one of the fun summer things to do. We're kicking it off. Fish Fest is today at Shields in Fargo. We're getting ready for all the concerts and the outdoor activities and all the things that we love to do this time of year. And that's one of them. Wii Fest fires up first weekend in August.
Yeah, all your bumper music this morning. Morgan Wallen, too.
Yeah. We're kind of in a country mood today. We're just talking North Dakota Game and Fish about the deadline now, June 7th, for the application for deer licenses. You mentioned non-residents in North Dakota in each unit have to. That's 1% of whatever the allotted number of tags are. So the numbers are down. Then I see something like this, that an email comes in. from Main Man Walter says, Biden trying to ban hunting and fishing on public lands. And it was a copy to an article, and want to talk about it. And this rule goes into effect, would ban lead, tackle, and ammo on public lands. And you know what? I don't really lead ammo. I mean, I use steel shot anyway. When I hunt on public, you know, land in Minnesota, we got to use steel shot anyway, hunting ducks. I mean, that's just the thing. Someplace maybe you don't. That doesn't really bother me as much. Just about the whole thing, you know, and what it'll do as far as the taxes and the funding and what public land is all about. And I'm excited to welcome Mark Jones, who's the director of Hunter Outreach for the Gun Owners of America, to kind of break this down in our final segment here on What's on Your Mind. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, buddy. Where are you from? Where did we find you this morning?
I'm in Buffalo, Wyoming.
Oh, nice.
In north central Wyoming, near the Bighorn Mountains.
Nice, beautiful area.
Yes.
Talk about this. If it happens, how will it happen? Where are we with this?
Okay, great. So one key point to remember, you know, it's already a requirement to use non-lead for waterfowl.
Right.
But this is entirely different. This is entirely different. They're trying to phase out all lead ammunition, including rifle ammunition. And so all your big game hunters out there need to listen, because most people shoot lead bullets. There's no science to support this. There's no science to support that it's causing widespread harm to animals. I mean, if an animal eats a lead bullet, it will die. But there's no scientific evidence that there's widespread toxicity happening, you know, in something like an eagle or other animal that occasionally might get a lead bullet from a deer or whatever.
Agreed. And that, by the way, they've been claiming that for years, and it's never been a thing. But exactly.
Right. All the studies show the opposite. All the studies show no population level impacts. And even with humans, there's been studies done on humans and hunters, and there's no evidence that hunters are consuming lead from the game that they bring home.
Right.
But so what happens?
I'd be dead already. Mark, I'd be done. I'd be done. I've had enough pheasants in my life that, that'd be it.
Well, sure, me too. And most of us are smart enough to cut the part away that we shoot, right?
Exactly.
And throw it away.
Yeah.
And we don't eat the lead, but. So what happened was the Center for Biological Diversity sued the Biden administration.
Yeah.
And see, Trump had expanded hunting opportunities on federal land. They sued. And there are a lot of laws and regulations that protect hunting on these federal lands already. And rather than defend themselves, rather than use the power of the Justice Department.
Here we go.
To defend themselves against the Center for Biological Diversity, the Biden administration just settled and said, okay, we'll phase out lead ammunition on all these federal lands. And folks need to really listen, because it's not impacting most people yet, because it's a relatively small area they're starting on, but it's going to expand. They're starting with about 8 national wildlife refuges, mostly far away from your listeners or in North Dakota, and they're going to phase out lead ammunition. But federal officials have already said privately their plan is to phase it out on all national wildlife refuges. That means if you deer hunt on a national wildlife refuge with a lead bullet, that will become illegal. And the real threat for most Americans is if they try to expand this to U.S. Forest Service lands, which is like 191 million acres, or Bureau of Land Management lands, which makes up half the state of Wyoming, you know, or half the state of Nevada. You're going to phase out lead ammo for half the country eventually if they expand this beyond the original footprint.
Wow. Yeah. And all to do, you know, why? I always say why. Well, save the birds. What?
Here's the real why. Because most hunters cannot afford to transition from lead rifle bullets to other alternatives.
Right, you know, and they don't work as well. It doesn't work as well. It's not actually, you know, we talk about, you know, the reason that we've come so far in the technology of our firearms and the sport of hunting, that, you know, we have the rounds we use are most humane. It's the least amount of suffering for the animal when we harvest one. Would you agree, Mark?
Yes, And, you know, and there are non-lead alternatives, but they're usually two or three times more expensive.
Oh, there's that, yeah.
And most hunters can't or won't transition. So I believe this is designed to hurt the sport of hunting, to stop recruitment, to stop a father from taking his son or daughter hunting.
Yeah. No doubt. Mark Jones, we got to leave it there. Director of Hunter Outreach for Gun Owners of America. Have a great weekend, and thanks for being here.
The oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As field work begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.